it's been a difficult time, right? I don't need to tell you that. If you if you're involved in the travel and cruise center business, you know probably more than a lot of people. Yeah, how busy, how bad of a time it is. Well, just tell us briefly, Melanie, what has this meant for your center there in Sydney?
Well, you know, I have clients that as of March 13th, the rug got pulled out from everybody. But people on their way to just the day before March break for us, and when you know the government kind of said if you're going to go on any trips, you're going to come home 2 weeks quarantine. Mm-hmm. So that kind of stopped a lot of the teachers and whatever that I had, because they couldn't think of not going back to school for 2 weeks or staying off, right? So that started the ball rolling. But I had tons of clients that just kept saying they're going to go. They're going to continue to go. But what happened was is the tour companies closed. So they're the ones that shut everything down. So, like some people were holding out, but I mean, I have the best clients. They still want to continue to travel. I still have, my phone is still ringing in ways of next year. So there's, you know, they're optimistic, but I don't know how it's going to play out. I think that, it's a hard call because people want to still travel, but it's a iffy, you know, when you see people dying and seeing people, on the cruise lines out at sea quarantined for like months, how's that going to help people get back on?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? What it's going to be like after this is all finally over and done with. You would have a lot of people from this area that would be involved in travel, right?
Yes. Yeah, I have a lot of clientele that, I mean, there was tons of cruises that we had to cancel, all the tour companies to, you know, Cuba and Dominican and Mexico, all of those canceled. Even though some people were saying the statistics in some places weren't, there was no cases or whatever, and it didn't mean if there was any cases. That didn't matter. The tour company canceled, so we couldn't go. Like if the plane's not leaving,
that's right.
The ground,
and vice versa, the planes aren't coming into and the cruise ships aren't coming into here.
Now
right? You were saying, you and I had an interesting discussion before last week before you came on air today, and one of the things that clicked with what you said with me was that what's it going to take for people to have faith again in the industry? For instance, in the cruise ship, what's that going to take when people say, okay, it's okay for me to go back on a cruise ship?
And, you know, I've thought of that, and it's just so hard it's such a fine line. If you could, you know, we're all taking our precautions, and I know that, you know, my clientele they will go through the safety, you know, take their own precautions and whatever. I have people that want to get back on ships, and I know that the ships are going to be, you know, spotless in some ways. They're going to be pristine for that first cruise out to make sure that, you know, they have to, you know, give us faith in that way. You know what I mean? They have to make it so that we want to cruise again to have that second one after that, because there can't be any cases on that first one. You know what I mean? Because
they're going to have to. People are expecting these days that you have sanitization, that you have social distancing, that you have.
But I mean, then there's the crazy people that'll get on that haven't done anything, and just so you know. I mean, they're going to have to monitor, you know, in the airports and a little bit better, because I mean, taking some airports are taking their temperature and, you know, making sure before they get on. But I mean, who's to say I'm fine one day and not the next?
So, yeah, there's a different.
Who knows? You know, it's
no.
Just,
you're, there's it's a different. Home. There's a different normal coming. Eventually, but you're positive though. You see some sort of a turnaround here.
Yes, and you know, I said, well, I have four people that are wanting, four brides that are wanting to book for, like, starting to plan their wedding away next spring. One good thing, and I have to say, and I say this kind of with my tongue in cheek, I guess, with the one good thing is ours is our season is, like, say, mid-January to the 1st of May for direct flights, right? Yeah. So it kind of gives us the buffer to, you know, we can plan a vacation, but, you know, it's not like out west, their season starts in the fall. So, you know, it's going to be Western Canada and whatever who's going to, if that's going to open up first and see how things progress from there. Because yeah. we're you know, January to May, so that will give us a little bit of, you know, I think that's a little optimistic in that way, to have a little bit of time to see, you know, how the rest of Canada is pulling up. But I mean, everybody's been doing their due diligence, you know, with safety and staying, you know, doing the 6 feet apart or doing the social distancing and all of that stuff. But I don't know, with like, say, with cruises, you're more confined. There'll be the balconies will be sold out first, I'm sure, now.
Yeah, your business, but, personally, and you personally, how has this affected you? Was your company able to benefit from any government help or anything like that?
Well, that's the thing. I said mine is, I think, what is it, 4 months or something that the government's given. I think it's going to go to, like, past December, you know, with no hope, you know, with nothing in mind for at least past August. Like, there are some government assistance, but I think ACTA is trying to, the Travel Agents Association is trying to get it extended to help the agents, because we don't have the, you know, if you're on your own, like myself, I get paid by what I sell. So if my phone's not ringing, I'm not getting paid. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole thing. So, you know, it's just a matter of how to get some form of help, at least until things start getting back into order, you know.
Well, there has been some loosening of regulations and restrictions and so on.
Yeah.
I guess it'll be slow, but...
Yeah.
Slow but sure.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. Melanie, yeah. Thanks for joining us this morning, and good luck. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thank
and
you, Dave.
Put those phone calls on hold for a little while, but they'll come back.
Yeah. I hope so.
Appreciate your taking the time.
I have great clients, so I hope they'll continue to stay with me.
I bet you they will. Thank you, Melanie, for joining us.
Thanks very much, Dave. Have a great week.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. Melanie
bye-bye.
McLeod is with TPI, McLeod Travel and Cruise Center in Sydney.